Now, why? So that none of us think for a moment that when we are baptized today, after 2026 years gone by, so that when somebody is baptized today, they don't fall into this mistake and think that now the Lord Jesus, let's say this person was baptized, the Lord made him the hand, and the other one was baptized, he made him the leg, and the other one was baptized, he made him the nose, the eye, and the rest of the members, and the Lord, as if he started gluing all these members together to make up the body now. No, the body was born complete with all the members on Pentecost, 50th day. Okay. So now, my beloved, the church is complete from the moment she was born on Pentecost. But when the baby is born, what do? We make the baby grow, isn't it? And how do we develop that baby and make it grow? By feeding the baby. So as the church needs to be fed in order to grow. The church does not miss any hands, legs, or members. But it needs one thing. It needs to grow. From a baby to a mature figure. So now. See, my beloved, some will come and say, will ask this question and they don't even understand what they're asking. They will come and ask you, have you received the baptism of the Spirit? Have you been baptized by the Holy Spirit? What do you mean being baptized by the Holy Spirit? See, if somebody comes and asks you, have you received the baptism of the Spirit or have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? You say yes. And if they ask you when, say when the Holy Spirit descended as tongues of fire on the 120 people in the upper room. On that day, I received the baptism of the Spirit. Because the baptism of the Spirit is the filling of the Spirit, which is the birth of the church. So there is no such thing as, are you baptized with water or are you baptized with the Holy Spirit? Are you on fire? Relax. Baptism of the water, you receive the Holy Spirit and you should be on fire after thereafter. So there is no such thing as baptism of water, one thing, and baptism of the Spirit, another sort of concept. No, baptism of the Spirit is the birth of the church. When was the church born? On Pentecost, the 50th day. And when were we all born? On the day the church was born. Because just like the baby is born with all complete body, so was the church born with complete body on Pentecost. I'll come to it more and more. I could see you're still saying, where is the bishop trying to lead us to? Now, my beloved, the Holy Spirit does not give birth to the church every day. Because birth is only once. You don't get born every day, do you? You only get born once, and that's it. After you get born, you need to grow. That's all you need. You don't need to be born again and again and again and again. And born again is not... Oh, my beloved. Birth is only once. Now, later on in the near future, we'll do topics about the sacraments of the church. So you understand. I'll bring you biblical references. I'm not talking out of my own thinking. I'm talking out of the Gospels, the Holy Bible, and the Church Fathers, which are so vital. Church Fathers. Don't lose track of them, ever. Now, my beloved, the Holy Spirit does not give birth to the church every single day. As soon as you believed in the Lord, you become a member in the mystical body of Christ which is the church. The church is the body of Christ. As soon as you believe in the Lord, you become a member in that mystical body or in that church. And as long as you are in the faith, therefore, you have been baptized into one body. St. Paul says it, 1 Corinthians 12:13. As long as you're in the faith, you've been baptized into one body. You have joined the body of Christ, in other words. And at the same time, you have become a member in the one body. So as long as you are in the faith, you have joined the body of Christ. And the body of Christ, St. Paul says, the church is the body of Christ. So the moment you're in the faith, you've joined the body of Christ. And at the same time, when you join the body, how did you join the body? You joined the body as one of the members of the body. This body has many members. One is a fingernail. The other one is a finger. The other one is the hand. The other one is the leg, the eye, the nose, the ears, the mouth, the lips, the tongue, the heart, the kidneys, the lungs, the veins, the blood. All of these members come together, make up the body. So we joined the body and we became members in the body of Christ. Now, what does that mean? I'll make it more simpler. I'll go to the doctor. I say, G'day, doc. G'day, doc. And then he says, G'day, bishop. And then the doctor holds my hand. And he says, by the way, bishop, this hand of yours was born before your leg. Would that work? Can the doctor say that? This hand was born before the leg. Of course not. Why? Because when I was born, the hand, the leg, and all the other members were born together at the same time because the baby was born complete. So all these members were born together as one body at the same time. And when the body started growing, when the body started developing, guess what? All the members grew together and developed together at the same time. So there is no one before the other. No one before the other. Now, what does this mean? There is a lot of questions today, and the word what will be mentioned a lot today. What does that mean? That all of us grew together. This means, my beloved, that when Simon Peter entered in the body of Christ, guess what? You also entered with Simon Peter at the same time. Not today. You entered with him at the same time. Even though you came 2,026 years later. The day Simon Peter entered the body of Christ, you entered with him at the same time. Not now, back then. When was the church born? Pentecost. That's when you were born. Now you may say, how? Well, I'll say to you, this is the work of God. This is the work of the divine. And the work of the divine is what? Mystical. Mysterious. It's a mystery. How does that work? I don't know, but God knows. You can't fathom it. God can. you can't do it. God can. God can. Don't ever say, no, that's impossible. Because the moment you say it's impossible when it's to do with God, you have stripped away from him the title Almighty. Now, please bear with me. It's going to get harder. Easier. And this is what we call filling of the Spirit, or the filling of the Spirit. Now, how do we receive the filling of the Spirit? We said earlier that when the baby is born, what do we need to do with the baby? Feed it in order to grow and develop. Well, so is the church. So is the church. And that's where St. Paul, again, in 1 Corinthians 12:13, he says, all being made to drink into one Spirit. So all of us drank from the same Spirit, because when the baby is fed from one mama. Are you going to have many moms? Can't be. Only one can feed the baby. You with me? So we all drank from one Spirit. We were all baptized into one body. Now, stay with me. So now, what does that mean? See, I told you, the word what will be mentioned a lot. So what does that mean? What does it mean to drink into one Spirit? As St. Paul puts it, to drink into one Spirit. One Spirit, I'll put it to you in this way so we can try and make it as easy and as simple as possible for us to all understand. Like, these words are really big, you know. Theologically speaking, they're very big. But I'm telling you a story. I'm not giving you a lecture. So now, what does it mean that we all drank into one Spirit? One Spirit. What is one Spirit? Let's take the example of electricity. I'll ask you this. Does electricity differ? Is there different kinds of electricity? Or is electricity just one? It's electricity, isn't it? Yes or no? Please be with me, huh? And please tell me yes. Yes? Are you sure? Thank God for that. So electricity is one. There is no types of electricity, no different kinds. Electricity is electricity. You grab the cable, you're in deep trouble, brother. So now, however, when electricity enters a fan, electricity gives us air. When the electricity enters a fridge, electricity gives us ice. When the electricity enters a motor, electricity gives us movement. Question, is the electricity that entered the fan different to the fridge, different to the motor? No, it is all one electricity, same. It is only one electricity. But when it entered the fan, it gave us air. When it entered the fridge, it gave us ice. When it entered the motor, it gave us movement. So now, what am I trying to say here? Or what is the Holy Bible trying to teach us here? You see, when that electricity entered the motor, it gave us movement. The motor started moving. Now, but according to the motor's capacity to accept electrical input, this determines the extent of its operational performance. I'll put it in simple terms. How much the motor allows electricity to enter it, that much it can work. No more, no less. If the motor allowed electricity to enter it for 1 minute, the motor will work for 1 minute and it will stop whether it likes it or not. But if another motor allows electricity to enter it for an hour, that motor will run for an hour, for a day, for 10 days, for a year, depending on how much the motor allows electricity to enter it, that much it will perform. However, the motor, regardless how long it runs, it will always be a motor. I don't know if you're getting the drift. So it can run till kingdom come, but it will never be anything else but a motor. Meaning. So what does that mean? I'll put it this way. I went to Harvey Norman, and I bought the most expensive and the best fridge ever. The best and most expensive fridge I bought from Harvey Norman. I brought the fridge home and I wanted to cook red rice on it. The fridge did not do what I wanted the fridge to do. I get so angry because I paid a lot of money for it. I took it back to Harvey Norman and I said to them, take this fridge. It is good for nothing. You have deceived me because the fridge could not cook red rice for me. Well, my dear consumer, the fridge can never cook red rice because the manufacturer, when he came and manufactured the fridge, he did it in a way to act as a fridge, to cool things for you and to give you ice. Cannot cook because the manufacturer never made it to cook. He made it to cool things and freeze things. Are you with me?